Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It's Jordy with you and a classic from Oz, Toba. Yes, it is Chisel there and Ito. Love that. And Oz Toba, of course, is celebrating everything Oz music all month and giving you the chance to go and see the garage sessions in tropical North Queensland. Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's 5:08. Cloudy, very high chance of showers again today. Maybe a thunderstorm in the north and about 11 to 18 degrees. And it's virtually like this for the next 3 days. So let's hope we get a really good dumping of rain to those who need it, particularly over the mountain ranges for our farmers. If you're about to jump into the car and or the truck and get onto the Pacific Highway, I can tell you everything looks pretty good out there this morning. The radar sees a big clump sort of around Port Macquarie down to Taree, Crowdy Head, but it looks clear sort of north of Kempsey and also south of Seal Rocks at the moment. Ballina Casino, good rain there at the moment as well, but of course that'll go on and off during the day as the clumps sort of come and go, as it were. Major news stories, well, this is awful. First up, a man has died after a tree crushed his home during a storm west of Byron Bay overnight. Hurricane Michael, talking about big things. Gee, it's set to hit Florida within hours. We'll keep you up to date with what's happening there in the US as the morning goes on. And 55 people have been killed after their bus left the road and rolled down a slope and crashed in Western Kenya. You see all more of those stories on the news tonight. Locally, good rain from yesterday afternoon, as we reported, coming up to about 50 mils in Coffs Harbour since yesterday afternoon. Fallen power lines to essential energy. If you see something, 132080. And for emergency help, of course, in a flood or a storm, contact the SES. They do great work, 132500. But as always, if lives are at risk, always dial 000. Also, sad day on the Nambucca yesterday. The Nambucca Heads of the ANZ Bank closed its doors for the final time. That building actually was the site of the old wooden Presbyterian church, back in the 1950s. And the first site has been turned to mark the beginning of the construction of the $2 million Southwest Rocks Fire Station. Looks like it'll be finished in March on Lindsay Noonan Drive. And in sport, Usman Khawaja is all that stands between Australia and the first test defeat in Dubai, sadly, after a pair of Marsh Brother Ducks pushed the new look side to the precipice. Usman is going well, though. He's gone a long way towards silencing his critics in Asia with a gutsy, unbeaten half-century. But Australia will resume with virtually no margin for error in their quest to batten down the hatches for three straight sessions after going to stumps at 3 for 136, having already navigated their way through 50 overs. And as Hannah mentioned in the news, St Kilda have secured one of the biggest signatures of the off-season, securing rugby league and Melbourne Storm great Billy Slater in a leadership role for next year. In sport locally, in cricket, it's round one on the Hastings, Macleay and Nambucca competitions on Saturday, weather permitting. There's a big fundraiser we're going to talk about for the Breakers a little bit later on in the show. And swimming club resumes in Port next week. We'll talk more about that later as well. On the show today, plenty happening, including, as we mentioned, Oztober. We're going to talk more about who Dave has on his show from midday today, the great Dave Gleeson, while we're doing Oztober. Also, he can win tickets to the garage sessions. Talking about that, one of Australia's greatest, Darryl Braithwaite, on the show today. He's in Laurieton tomorrow night. Can't wait to catch up to talk to Darryl. And we do have some double passes to give away as well to see Darryl tomorrow night. Also coming up, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Luke Perry, Darryl Hall, and Aussie actor Marcus Graham. Wheels, remember him in Neighbours? It's also Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories. Christy out today on a job site at Glenview Estate in Wauchope with Kurt from KBD Interior Linings. We're going to take Smoko out, the beautiful Tumblegum Bakery goodies, the oak-flavoured milk, and, of course, they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies every Thursday with Tradie Thursday. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch-up at 5:12. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
The Ella
elevator shaft of a Cactus Island coal mine.
Follow me, my disciples, for I have the light.
Gosh, Skelo dear, this is the first time I've gone down with anyone in a coal mine.
Exactly, Prissy Pine. Not even Tony Abbs took us this low.
maybe not, Matthias Kormenegger, but I've brought my cabinet down here to show you why the wonderful coal industry is so vital to the economic welfare of the coalition. The nation. And lo and behold, here we are at the coal face.
Oh, but this coal is all black and useless. Why mine coal? It's already been burned.
You might as well take your hard hat off, Michaela Crass. You are not protecting anything.
Well, I'm a smart enough woman to have been picked by ScoMo for a cabinet position.
You must have been wearing something low-cut.
Well, I don't like it down here. I feel too dirty. Oh, yuck.
All mines are dusty and dirty, Prissy Pine.
No. Not coal dust dirty. I feel dirty as in... blue collar.
Yeah, that is the only negative to the coal industry. Blue collar workers.
amen to that, but otherwise, coal is perfect. Coal is the Viagra of our economy, keeping it growing, if you'll pardon the ungodly metaphor. It was coal mining alone that built this great nation.
Oh, I don't think so, ScoMo dear.
Yes, it was, Prissy Pine. Just you think what you're told.
But the rest of the world is backing this clean, renewable energy stuff. Even China, because they have air pollution that birds can build nests in.
Oh, ye of little faith. Our nation has been riding on the coal miners' back since time began.
Probably even longer.
Even our troops at Gallipoli were coal miners, which is why they're called diggers.
There's no need to tell lies to support yours.
Oh, no. Discussion over. I win. Let's go or we'll be late for dinner. Now, what time is it?
Well, my watch says it's 19:35.
Oh, a 24-hour watch.
Unfortunately, no.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stridey.
Do my water dragons ever lie, Bluey?
No, they don't. Second day after they come out, it starts raining.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
Yeah, it was too. And how hard was it, Bluey, to get out of bed when you can hear the rain on the roof?
Oh, it was too this morning. I could lie there for another hour, I reckon.
I could have done it for another
on the tin roof.
4 hours, I reckon, me. But anyway, it was not a bad afternoon yesterday. I was lucky I got to go around and mow my mum's. I had to go and mow my mum's lawn in the sunshine. But then the wind came up and I thought, hello, look out. And I know the photographers in particular, some of those cloud formations, Bluey, were just spectacular yesterday, weren't they? Did it do anything to the fishing?
Oh, come out of the southeast, those storms. Geez, they hunted everyone home real quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
They had anger written all over it, but nothing really happened with it, did it? It just sort of came in, the wind sort of picked up, and then it just faded away over the horizon.
Yeah. Do we do any good with the fish yesterday?
Didn't do too bad yesterday. As I said, once you get the stormy weather coming through, they sort of go on the bite for about an hour, and then they go quiet again. But we saw some flathead and some bream and blackfish in the estuary around the rocky foreshores. Of some quality blackfish also caught again. It was just that sort of day, you know, where we sort of fished the morning, fished the high tide, and then all of a sudden we just kept looking over our shoulder and we said, let's pack up and go home.
Okay. Now, to add to your disdain today, Bluey, I doubt whether you mightn't even see a person today. Another strong wind warning for southeasterlies to 25 knots, Bluey.
Yes, looks like it's going to be southeast. We'll get a bit of protection from our southern bank, so that'll be all right today.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a one gumboot day, so we'll have to don the raincoat.
Okay, fair enough.
I reckon we're out for the estuary and we might try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns today.
On prawns, okie dokie. Now, speaking about gumboots, morning to all our concreters. What do you reckon, a one gumboot day today?
Yeah, one gumboot.
Okay, all right. Has anyone seen KO?
I have not sighted him.
Has anyone seen him at a paper shop, you know, getting lottery tickets? Has anyone seen him?
Has not been sighted anywhere.
Okay, fair enough. And he won't be sighted today, let me tell you. How quick will the phone calls be? Are the paws off today? It's too wet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, of course. All right, okie dokie. Now, club's out this weekend. We can't believe this. You know, he rang me, Al from Mulloway, about 2 minutes after we got off the phone yesterday. He said, Strawn, I'm going fishing. He said, what's the weather look like? I said, it's going to rain for 4 days.
Oh,
Al from Mulloway, you better run through it.
Okay, yeah, well, that's why we've got this wet weather. It's the Wagooga Fishers are out this weekend. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Bolo with the barbecue. Also, our good friends, Lake Cadoy Amateur Fishing Club, they've got their monthly cop on. It's a 4 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, the Lauren X Services Fishing Club, they've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock. And our good friends out at Hibbard, the Hibby Sports Club, Fishing Club, they've got a comp on this weekend. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue, and they're going to put on a bit of live music also to liven it all up.
Now, given this is the Hibbard Sports Club, a good mate of ours, ANZ, does he have a position in this club? Is he the life governor, or does he do the haka at the start of when they meet or something? What happens? Is he involved?
How good would that be, doing the haka before the weigh-in? Hey? Oh.
Does he have any involvement?
Flavour, wouldn't it, eh?
All right, that's your homework.
Hang on, we might have been conned here. That might be the live music.
Kiwi doing the haka in a raincoat.
I know he won't be weighing any fish in because he wouldn't put any bait on his fingers, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. He gets a bit precious about it. But I'm like that, you know. At the farm, right, the window tinning fishmonger, what he loves to do, of course, we've got next to the veggie patch, what do you have, Bluey? You have the worm patch, right? Okay, where the scraps go, you know.
Yeah.
He gets there, and we go, normally we use the surface poppers, you know, for bass, but he also likes to use the worms, all right?
Yeah.
And I hate it when he's been digging in the garden, right, baiting up for his worms, and then he comes to go and have a bit of the dip or some chips, and I say, look, now, I'll get you your own bowl. Don't stick your fingers in there. Do you know what I mean, Bluey? Oh, he's got to have his own bowl. I don't like him dipping his fingers in our bowl, so I give him a separate bowl.
I don't know what you mean. Wipes his hands on the back of his shorts.
Shocking.
I'll have a bicky.
Get your fingers out of the dip, will you, please? Anyway, that's a bit of homework for you. Can you find out if, the great Kiwi's pulling the strings from the background? Has he introduced the haka before the weigh-in at the Hibbard Fishing Club?
Yep.
All right. Okay, Bluey, now... we'll need some homework for you tomorrow. We've got a big weekend coming up. We've got the cricket. Of course, we're just hanging on in the cricket. We have the rugby league at the weekend. We've got the Everest. So we will need a bottle of best bet. And, of course, your Bluey Waters TAB best bet for the Everest, Bluey.
Thank you,
Strawny. You're not going to see anyone today. You've got plenty of time to study, all right?
Study.
Now, what's the best bet if we're heading out again today?
Yeah, we're going to don the raincoat. We're out the estuary. We're going to try for Brimble Blackfish on prawns.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, Paul Kelly has signed up for Blues Fest 30th anniversary with Julia Stone and many more women joining the party along with Jack Johnson, Ben Harper, Gary Clark Jr. and George Clinton. Britain's Prince George, Princess Charlotte and pop star Robbie Williams' daughter Theodora will have starring roles at Princess Eugenie's royal wedding tomorrow. Oh, fair dinkum, I can't cop scary movies. How's this story? 30 years after Stephen King's Pet Sematary was first adapted for the big screen, the beloved horror novel will receive a fresh cinematic reimagining next year. I, for one, will not go anywhere near this film.
It was a myth. Kids used to dare each other to go into the woods at night. They knew the power of that place. They feared it.
Oh, Strawny.
Showers in a top of 18 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. CCTV footage has emerged of two women with a number of handbags in Port Macquarie that might have been stolen. Women shown in the footage, which is on the Mid-North Coast Police District Facebook page, are asked to come forward. The alleged crime occurred in July. New figures have shown that complaints to the Energy and Water Ombudsman increased by 13% in the Mid-North Coast region last financial year compared to the year previous. 1,011 complaints were made across our region, 55% of those relating to billing, including high and estimated utility bills, billing errors and problems with opening and closing accounts. Customer service issues were also common, increasing by 34% locally, with poor service, failure to respond, incorrect advice and failure to consult or inform customers in 49% of all complaints. Art and science not usually talked about in the same sentence, but a free CSU Port Macquarie lecture will today look to dispel those thoughts. Anyone is able to attend the lecture from 6pm tonight. It looks at how creative expression can contribute to a balanced life. Senior lecturer from CSU, Nigel Owen, says Dr. Beric Henderson gave up a career researching cancer at a Sydney university to practice art full-time in Port Macquarie.
The lecture is by Beric Henderson, who is going to talk about science and art and how they're involved in daily life. He was a senior, very senior scientist at Sydney University.
Pest plants, the giant devil's fig and tropical soda apple, recently found within the Nambucca Shire area. The aggressive species can spread through animals eating their indigestible seeds, so council looking to ensure all those discovered are quickly disposed of. Council's site leader of green space, Keegan Noble, says the council area is a part of the control zone of both plants and any detection should be reported to the local control authority. For more information on the weeds, contact Nambucca Shire Council. Moving towards the Camden Haven Charity Touch Footy Day, A Wish for Willow. It's set to be held in Laurieton on Sunday, October 28, with team nominations open and coming in. Money raised will go to young local girl Willow, who needs expensive surgery in the US to provide her with hearing for the first time. 11 players per team, males and females 12 plus, can take part, $10 per entrant. The winners will be awarded the inaugural Camden Haven Charity Shield. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. There's no joy for the surfer today. Most of our beaches are really messy. That wind is really strong out of the southeast. So those southern corners do offer the slightly better conditions for a surf today. But the swell's out of the southeast also. The open beaches have waves around that 4 to 5 feet mark. But the open beaches are absolutely messy today. We do have a high tide around 11 o'clock this morning. Low tide is around 5 o'clock this afternoon. Those poor old southern corners have waves around that 1 to 1.5 feet. And the water temperature's around 18 to 19 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Oztober celebrating everything that's great about Oz music. Remember, if you want to win tickets to the Garage Sessions, simply become a Triple M Club member, triplem.com.au. That's the cars and let's go. And if you're on the highway, take it easy. Marina with the traffic for us shortly. The good news is that accident site over the Camden Haven River near Sunnyvale Road, the truck is parked. The towies are there now. Worst that can happen is it'll probably just go to one lane when they get him out. They won't be doing a contra flow. So for those people heading south, it should be okay. Just minor delays as you head through that area. Keep your lights on.
BCU, your local home loan specialist. Come and visit the team at our Gordon Street store today.
Heading through Q, the Pacific Highway, a truck into a ditch affecting traffic in both directions at Sunnyvale Road. The truck is in the centre median at the moment, heading southbound, debris in northbound lanes, so just be careful as you're passing. Xero's online accounting software that makes business beautiful. It also keeps business moving forward. Perfect if you're stuck in traffic. Start your 30-day free trial at Xero.com. I'm Marina. That's latest traffic on Classic Hits, the Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Thank you, Marina.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the great man Lee Jollo, direct from the newsroom. And the great news is that Lee, for the first time in a few years, what do you not have in your little office?
Oh, I don't have a leak in my office.
You don't have a leak. There's no leak. He's got the biggest bucket in there and they've fixed it. They've fixed it. Yeah, so there you go. There's no water dripping in the background you hear when Lee's recording his news now, which is very good news.
See the day.
No, even the papers are dry today, which is fantastic.
Oh, it's good news, isn't it?
What are they saying, Lee?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, Gun Nation, Secret Nationals polling has identified One Nation is shaping up as a powerful force in the upcoming state election, with Pauline Hanson's party rapidly becoming the new home of the New South Wales regional protest vote. As well as that, I'm an outsider on the inside, says Gladys Berejiklian. The Premier will detail her working class roots in a bid to show empathy for the daily struggles of middle New South Wales and seek voter trust in the race to the election. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, PM urged to become protector of faithful. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being urged to draft new laws to ban discrimination on the grounds of religious belief or activity in a sweeping power reform that could intensify the clash over religious freedom. As well as that, halving migration alarms business. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has been warned halving immigration to the state could blow a hole in federal government revenues, damaging the wider economy and shrinking the lucrative international student sector. And company tax cuts to start early for small employers. The Morrison government will bring forward a $29.8 billion tax cut for millions of small employers in a move to lift investment and wages, turning attention back to the economy after a spate of spending promises from Labor.
All right. Thank you, Lee. And with you today, plenty on?
Yeah, that's right. So police are now seeking assistance from the community to identify two women captured on CCTV that may be able to help with their inquiries. A number of handbags were stolen from a store in Port Macquarie in July. Anyone with info are now asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. The CCTV footage I'm speaking about is available on the Mid-North Coast Police Force Facebook page. So that's from the police there.
Okay. Thank you very much. And, of course, all the sport, can you believe it? We've got the cricket on this weekend. First round,
yeah.
Hastings, Macleay and Nambucca.
Yep,
you'd have
yep.
to say all with question marks.
A couple of big soccer matches as well.
That's right. Yeah, we've got that doubleheader with the W League in Taree.
Jets, yeah.
And the other one is, Lee, dare I say it, what if they have to postpone the Everest? Do we have to go through this again?
Oh, my God, after all that.
Surely not. Oh, my goodness. We live in interesting times, Grasshopper. Mm. Thank you all. It does our 3 to 7. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is the Small Faces there in Ichiku Park at 12 past 7. Partly cloudy showers today that may ease into the evening, but it looks like it's going to be around for a bit longer. Jacob from Weather Zone shortly. Ichiku Park there. It's 13 past 7. Take it easy if you're on the roads. Very dark out there. Keep your lights on. And down to one lane southbound Q, Pacific Highway, Sunnyvale Road after that earlier truck accident, but it won't be a contra flow. You'll get through just down to one lane. How long is this going to hang around? As we said, we're absolutely loving it, particularly for the farming community over the mountain range. Jacob from Weather Zone, good morning. Thanks for joining us, Jacob.
Good morning. How are you doing? Keeping dry, I hope.
Yeah. And, oh, Jacob, you know, when you work breakfast radio and like a lot of shift workers around the place, there's nothing better than the sound to go to sleep of rain on the roof, but, gee, it's hard to get up in the morning. It looks great, Jacob, on the maps as far as what we're looking at with radars today. How long will the Mid-North Coast get this for?
Well, it looks like we're going to see on and off showers throughout the day and potentially heavy at times. It's only this evening when these showers start pushing up the coast even further and an inland system starts retreating into Queensland that we're going to see showers ease this evening and move more inland. So places like Taree could still see the odd shower lingering longer further inland than Mount Seaview and places like that. But generally speaking, along the coast, it will remain cloudy and a bit windy at times and showers on and off throughout the day today, clearing by this evening.
All right. And the weekend coming up, Jacob, the good news is it's still going to hang around a bit, a few more showers to come.
Well, look, I'm sure some people would disagree about that in the sense that it's good news. But, yes, we are looking at a pretty wet weekend with another system approaching in coming days. So, generally speaking, throughout the region, Port Macquarie, down to Taree and Coffs Harbour all should see healthy showers of 10 to 20 millimetres fall on Saturday, a further 10 possible on Sunday and into early Monday. So we are looking at pretty good and very much above average rainfall, finally, for this part of the country.
Oh, that is absolute music to our ears. Jacob, thanks for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Very welcome. Cheers.
Jacob from Weather Zone. Phone Ranger Craig the Towie. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. You got an update for us on the truck accident near Sunnyvale Road on the Camden Haven?
Yeah, he's just gone down the medium strip in the middle of the highway, come back out onto the southbound road, and he's parked up on the fog line with his hazards going. We've got a tow truck on his way out to him now. Fireys and that still aren't there, but they won't be far away either, mate.
All right. Are the both lanes passable southbound, Craig?
Yes, mate, all lanes are passable at the moment until we do get fire and rescue and everybody else there. Then they'll probably shut one lane down or half a lane down.
Oh, that's good news. So it won't be a contraflow. They'll just block one lane off or they get him out.
Yeah, well, he's already out. He's up on the hard shoulder.
Okay.
It's just a matter of hooking up and taking him away and getting him to a safer area.
All right, Craig. You might have a busy day, mate. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
Well, away, mate. You have a good day.
Thanks, Craig. Well, he's an absolute legend of the Australian music scene, Darryl Braithwaite. He's at the Laurentian United Services Club tomorrow night. Still some tickets available, $40. G'day, Darryl. Great to have you back on the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you very much. Nice to nearly be back.
Yeah, I know you love the beach. I know you love this area. And, big show coming up. And, mate, it just keeps going and going and going. I know we've spoken before about the career it's had its ups and downs. But it just must be so great to be loved by the Australian public still.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary. It's just, because you start out, I guess when I started out in 1967, 68, joining, just playing in bands around the beach at Coogee, you would never think that, 50 years later, that you'd still be doing it and still, and having had success along the way and all that sort of stuff. It's, quite incredible.
Now, look, and it's great. Countdown also is also, you look back on it with so much affection. I mean, as a young bloke, I remember you couldn't wait for Sunday night to see, if Molly had teased the week before that your new film clip, maybe for Child's Play or something like that, what was coming out. It was, it'll never happen again, Darryl, the way the world is today. Do you look back fondly on those days, even though you did have your ups and downs?
So look back on it, but it's really I look back on it, I guess, with fondness, and sort of think, God, that was that's right. I remember that and this and that. But it's just, I guess, because I'm still out there working now and singing. It's you don't spend that much time dwelling on it, but it's incredible, because when you do sit down and think about it, it paints such a lovely picture. It really does.
Sure does. Darryl, let's talk about the horses. That's one I haven't spoken to you about over the years. I mean, it was such a huge song. I mean, written by Ricky Lee Jones and Walter Becker. Look, you said it was a chance, you hearing, just an off chance you heard this song. Can you tell us the story? How did it come to your attention?
Yeah, I think it may have been Dale Cruz, my friend, who back then, which would have been about 86, 87, that we started playing duets together. He was a pianist and a singer, and still is. And he might have drawn my attention to that actual album, Satellite Cowboy, I think it was called. And so I kept that in mind, probably, but it really was a fluke that we were recording near the end of the Rise album, so it would have been about 1990, and I went home and for some reason got that CD out and put it on, and the first track was The Horses, and I thought, God, that sounds good, and I really thought that Simon Hussey, the producer, could turn it into a song similar in vein and sound as maybe As the Days Go By. It sort of had that same effect. But I loved the original version when I heard it. Anyway, I took it into the studio, and I think there was a bit of humming and ahhing and, okay, we'll do it. And so we recorded it, and then Sony deemed that it should be a single off that Rise album, and it, after some time, it went to number one, back in 1991. So, and since then, it seems like it's been around for forever.
Yeah, 5 times platinum. And could you have believed that ever would have made their way into AFL dressing rooms with the whole team singing it, Daryl, when in your wildest dreams?
No, not at all. and I must just tell you a story. Last weekend we played at Caloundra Music Festival, which was unbelievable. So good. It was lovely. And then early the next morning we got up, went to the MCG and played outside for the Front Bar, which is a program that comes out of Melbourne about footy, AFL.
Yep.
Then, and that was really good. That was about 2,000 people there. And then we watched the game. Collingwood lost. That was a shame. And then we went to Sydney to play at the NRL Grand Final. And we were sort of like I think an adjunct to the whole, the entertainment that was on that day. But anyway, to cut a long story short, we went out and played in the middle and we just did the horses and it was incredible.
It was,
80,000 people singing the horses. It was just, it really was a moment. I mean, both David and I, who is in the band and played with us on last Sunday, you know, I don't think we'll ever forget that moment. It was just sensational.
As you say, Daryl, at the stage in your career, to hear that, to that amount of people just be loving your music must be incredible. With these songs, as you say, that was a chance. Was there any of all the hits you've had, and you've had so many, was there one that you knew from the moment you laid the track down, that is going to be a hit?
Oh, I reckon, looking back, maybe Summer Love by Sherbet.
Yeah, it was a cracker, yeah.
I thought that. And then I think How's That by Sherbet. And then the other one that, if it hadn't have worked, I probably wouldn't be talking to you now, but As the Days Go By, which was the first track off Edge.
Yeah. Look, Daryl, it's throughout the Triple M network, it is Oztober, and we just love any excuse to play great Aussie music, and you've got so many songs. I don't know whether Daryl will tomorrow night come out in the white satin jumpsuit, as he used to in the countdown stage in the 70s, but it is going to be a great show. Here's a little bit of what you're going to hear tomorrow night. Daryl, thanks so much for giving us your time. All the best, buddy, and we can't wait for tomorrow night.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
It's 8 to 8. It's Triple M. Ticket giveaway coming up. Get ready to call, folks.
cup and you don't see enough of the things that you'd like to see. Take off your shoes, you've got nothing to lose. You can take all the world in your stride.
Triple M right across the coast. How good is he? Darryl Braithwaite there, and so many great songs, and he's such a nice bloke. And look, tomorrow night, it is Oztober here on the M's. We're celebrating it every day, paying tribute to great Aussie music. Greedy Smith will be Dave Gleason's very special guest from midday today, and he will be telling great stories. Now, I've got four passes, right? Four passes to see Darryl Braithwaite at the wonderful LUSC tomorrow night. And because I've got four passes, I'm going to take the fourth caller on 13:27:10, all right? That's the way we're going to do it. I'm a bit sneaky with stuff like that, all right? So I'm going to take the fourth caller. Are we ready to go? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Triple M, good morning.
Hello.
Sorry, you're our first caller. We need our caller number four. Triple M, good morning. Sorry, you're caller number two. Triple M, good morning.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Sorry, mate. You're caller number three. Here we go. Triple M, good morning. What's your name?
Anthea.
Anthea, you're caller number four. Yes! Woohoo! Anthea, four tickets to tomorrow night's show for you and your friends to go and see an absolute legend for Oztober. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Now, what are your memories, Anthea, of seeing Darryl Braithwaite? Was it Countdown? Did you see him live? Did you just see Sherbet? Tell us about it.
Yes, I saw them on Countdown with Molly and...
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome.
And he laughed when I said about the white satin jumpsuit. You never know, he might pull it out. And hold the line, so good. I've got a great Sherbet fan that's going to go along with three friends tomorrow night to see an absolute ripper show. Anthea, on 13:27:10, she was our fourth caller through beauty. Marina's got the traffic after 8. Yeah, Spandau Ballet and gold, and well, not quite gold, but $1,000 is better than a slap in the guts with a wet fish, isn't it? I thought so, yes. Ah! We have $1,000 to give away if we can match a birthday with the wheel, and we go to our contestant today, Lynn in Port Macquarie. G'day, Lynn. I bet you're inside. How's it going, Lynny?
Good.
That's good. Now, what are you doing at the weekend?
Oh, nothing much.
Nothing much. Well, we can open up a few possibilities with this $1,000. All we're going to do is match it on the wheel. What number for you, Lynny?
Pardon?
What number, Lynn?
Number three.
Okay, number three. Here we go, Lynny. Come on, number three. Come on, number three. Come on, number three. Come on, number three. Just goes past, Lynn. Sorry, and lands on the number 25. Dope! Can't give you the cash, Lynny, but I've got your details. End of the month, Chrissy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that. We thank you for the call. Sorry, Lynn. Now, other birthdays today, we've got some luminaries on the Mid-North Coast, like a guitar great, David Hines, born on this day. He's a muse, eh? We'll get up about 11:05, I reckon. Now, also born on this day, I've never seen someone do an impersonation of an alpaca as good as this lady. Jenny Heslop, birthdaying today. Good on you, Jen. I'm sure you're going to raise a glass this afternoon. Also, Tess Meekin, love comes from hubby Kobe, Claire and Gus and all your family and friends. Tees lives at Smithtown. Good on you, Tees. Have a great day. Also, Hayden Kelly is 23 today. Working in O'Donnell and Hanlon today. He's from Smithtown, from Mum, Dad and Jake and all the family. Hayden, have a great 23rd birthday today. And we're going to do one for tomorrow too. Happy birthday to Debbie Dawson, or Davidson rather. Debbie Davidson from tomorrow, from Trish Berry and all the workers at the Macleay Community Gateway, Kempsey. Good on you, Debbie. You have a great day. Now, that was for tomorrow. Today, if you're birthdaying, like Hayden, like Tees, like David, And like Jenny, I can tell you that you're sharing your birthdays with the likes of Luke Perry, Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates, and Aussie actor Marcus Graham, all born on this day, the 11th of October.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, we love a Tradie Thursday. Out in Wharhope, Christy, good morning.
Oh, hey, Stroni, we do love Tradie Thursday. Yes, I'm in Glenview with KBD Interior Linings, which are plasterers. So these boys are very lucky in this trade because weather like this doesn't actually overly affect them, does it, Kurt?
No, not really.
So Kurt Doherty is the owner here, and he's got some lovely young fellas with him. And it's like a circus in this joint, hey, Stroni, because a couple of the boys, they're wearing stilts. And that's how they get around putting up plasterboards on the really, really high roof. So, Luke, you know those TV ads that you see where the bloke falls through the roof, through the plasterboards? Have you ever had anything like that happen?
Not me, but I have seen it done before.
Oh, really, mate?
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, this is actually, I mean, you know, tradies, you know, not everyone could say they go to work every day and get plastered, and that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, in more ways than one, actually.
Now, what goodies did Christy bring out today? I know she takes out the tumble gum goodies, the oat milk. What did you bring out, Christy?
What did I bring out? I brought out some bloody good food, Shawnee. They've got some sweet treats, and the boys were absolutely stoked. Normally, Kurt works them hard, and they don't get to have smoke in the morning. They only get a lunch break, so they're feeling very, very special today. So I've got them some baked treats. There's like donuts, there's lamingtons, absolutely everything. And of course, some mocha, brand new mocha from Oak. I think they are down that pretty quickly. And they've actually installed them in the roof now. So, and all the walls. So if this is your house, you might find an oat milk somewhere within your walls.
Oh, fantastic stuff. All right. Now, guys, part of this is you get to play your favourite song. Your favourite rock song is Triple M Rocks a Tradie on a Tradies on a Thursday. Now, Kurt, you're going a bit out of the box here, champion, but it's one we all know, but not many people know the actual name of the song. What song would you like?
It's Escape by Rupert somebody, I'm not sure, and the boys that are stuck in Southwest Rock today picked it. It was Ruben and Brian, so it goes out to them.
All right, mate. Now, the guy's name's Rupert Holmes, and we all know it is the Pina Colada song, and you're sipping oak milk. Guys, thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday. Enjoy your smoko. Thanks to ARB and Christy. If they don't eat it all, can you bring something back for us?
To a stadium, Kurt.
These boys won't leave nothing for you, mate.
Come on. Thanks, guys. We'll do it in Agoola again next week. If you'd like us to come to your job site, log on to triplem.com.au and click on Tradie Thursday.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after 9 on 131-873. It's Tradie Thursday and their song that they wanted. It is, everyone knows it is the Pina Colada song, but the actual name is Escape by Rupert Holmes, especially for Kurt at CBD Interior Linings, and apparently the guys are dancing away to that song. It's one of their favourites. See, everyone's different. The Pina Colada song is brilliant. We'll catch up with Christy shortly and see if there's any food left that she brought out. I don't think so, from what Kurt said. Anyway, bang on 8:45.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, no problems with the plane. QF2165, your QantasLink flight. 10 o'clock departure on time. Should get you into Sydney around 11:15. A shower or two there today and around 18 degrees. Take your wet weather gear. It's only 13 at the moment with that southerly wind blowing to about 25 kilometres per hour.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, here is Christy still on the job site. Is there anything left, Christy?
Absolutely nothing.
I knew it.
The boys were sipping on oak milks like they were pina coladas.
Oh, yeah. I knew there'd be nothing left.
Oh, an interesting choice, though, that song, because most tradies pick a rock song. They all go for Akadaka, but I actually liked it. And they were getting down and groovy with the Pina Colada song. Love it, boys.
Yeah, well done to them. It's good fun. Now, it is very wet out there. We're asking people to slow down, keep your headlights on. And just before you go onto the Mid-Coast today, we did a birthday earlier on, Christy, and it's great to have friends, isn't it? I did a birthday call for Debbie Davidson, right, for Debbie's birthday today. And the friends have rung back and said, oh, we forgot to tell everybody she was 60 today. So congratulations, Debbie. Everyone knows you're 60 today because of your friends. All right. Plenty on today, Christy. Week two of the holidays. It's wet. What's doing?
The next general meeting for the Willawarren Community Hall is on at 7 o'clock tonight at the hall. And a Glasshouse Sprouts Roadshow for the kids is on at the Warhope Library today from 11 o'clock. So that's perfect for weather like this. It's helping kids grow their creativity, learn new skills and make new friends. We love new friends. And it's only $5 a kid. The Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon. That's outside Aldi and IGA. And the Zumba dance classes are also on today from 10 o'clock. The Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. Kendall Bazaar is on today at the Kendall Community Centre. It's from 9 till 2. The Rotary Club at Southwest Rocks Art Exhibition, formerly the Adelaide Swift Memorial Arts Awards, is on till Saturday at Southwest Rocks Primary School Hall. It's free entry and there's about $2,000 on offer for the open section winner. And Art Express is on at the Glass House. It's a series of exhibitions of exemplary bodies of work developed by New South Wales visual arts students of the HSC. The exhibitions are of high quality teaching and learning resource representing best practice in visual arts education. So if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast. Now, Strawny, shortly I'm going to chuck a video up on our Facebook because these boys are dancing before here, the tradies at KBD Interior Lining.
Right.
Do the Pina Colada song, and they're also going to chuck me on those stilts they use to plaster the roof.
Okay, fair enough. Very funny morning we've had here on Triple M, and soon to see more evidence of tradies getting in touch with their dancing side. Mm-hmm. We'll have a look at that on the Triple M Facebook site. Good on you, Christy. We'll talk to you same time tomorrow.
Thank you.
Triple M, Strutty Fabrecki and the Doobie Brothers there, China Grove. That's it for us on the show today. Missed any part of the show, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Tomorrow, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss and your last chance to pick up $1,000 on the wheel. If you're in port, avoid Lake Road. Truck broken down out front of Bunnings there in Port Macquarie. It's a mess. Take it easy, folks. Leave your lights on. Drive safely.
The best of each day.